that's good to hear. It's getting up there in a parking garage. As for the cables you need, see, I haven't worked with an HRI 200, so I might have to do some research. Maybe you as well. Look on YouTube, see what you can find, what cables are needed. Let's see. Because with the repeater, there's only one cable. You don't need the audio or anything like that. And I don't know if you do with any other radio. You might not, because I think it's all controlled in that HRI 200 box. So I'll do some more research on that. As for the radio, obviously, you wanted an FDM 100. That would be ideal. What is out now? The FDM 200 or 300, but I don't think they're selling either one of those. So I think now, brand new, your only option, unless you want to do an HT, because Hayden, KD9HAY, he uses an FT5 as his node for the house, because he doesn't want to use it, you know, out mobile, so in the house, and he, I believe, probably puts it on a lower power, so it doesn't get real warm or anything, but, so that's an option. It'd have to be the, and you don't need the HRI 200, which, yeah, we knew that, Hayden, but he wants to use the HRI 200, so I'm thinking the FTM 350 is going to be your only other option, if anybody else has a better idea. But I think that would be the newest radio and the cheapest price, which still is not that cheap. Go ahead, Mike, or anybody else with a comment.
Okay, just real quick. I have all the cabling that goes to the WiresX, the HRI 200. Everything came with it together for whatever radio I intend to use. I thought I would use the 100 for the transmit side, and whatever I'm going to use otherwise would be for the receive. So, and what I was referring to, the cabling, it's to have a direct, the brain fade is happening. The coming out of the modem for the internet to allow direct access to the internet, so it doesn't get messed up. And I knew I'd forget it as soon as I mentioned it. But I think you know what I'm talking about.